You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A two-day seminar aiming to propose much-needed public policies for water and sanitation management is underway in the Vatican. Organised by the Vatican Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the workshop focuses on the potential and effective contribution of science, culture, politics, and technological advancements to the attainment of a fairer world of greater social justice and solidarity. One of the participants, Father Peter Hughes, a missionary priest who has spent his life working in the Amazon region, points out that water management impacts many issues, including peace and the prevention of conflicts.
My name is Peter Hughes. I'm a missionary priest. I've worked all my life in Peru, in the Andes, and in the Amazon. I am now working in a new project on the defence of the Amazon region. We call it the Pan-Amazon, which comprises 9 geographical countries that share the area. And we're very much aware that the life of the Amazon is now in real danger. The life of so many indigenous communities, their lands that are being taken over and destroyed by the onslaught of mining and oil companies, and the destruction of the rainforest for the so-called timber industry, and all of this in relation to the whole question of climate. The destruction and the depredation of the Amazon is destroying the equilibrium of world climate. 1/5 of the world's water supply comes from the Amazon. Another 1/5 of the drinking water of the world comes from the Amazon. And it's now true to say that 20% of the Amazon has now been irrevocably destroyed. So the question is, can we, the human family, have the political will to stop the accelerated rate of destruction? And if not, we're in deeper trouble. So that's where we're at. This particular meeting is about the question of water. And I think everybody is aware that the bottom line of life in all its manifestation is the need for water. And the need for water now is crucial in the world, where water is not only scarce, but is being denied as a human right, as a basic right to life for so many people. And this is due to a series of factors, but one of the principal ones that we are discussing here at this meeting is that, unfortunately, water has been changed into market value. And this takes away from water as something that has to do with fundamental human right and the common good. Water is also an increasing subject of conflict and of violence between peoples, between nations, and in relation to the sources of water. Neighbouring communities who have been able to live in relative peace and harmony over the ages are now, because of the scarcity of water, obliged almost to enter into a more conflictive relationship with the neighbours. So these are some of the questions that we're trying to address. Water can be approached from many different angles, right? It's something that has to do with economics, with politics, with culture, with education, and also it's a very important sacred issue. The religious dimension in relation to water is founded in all the great religious tradition, and particularly in the Christian Catholic tradition that a lot of us come from and a lot of us are engaged in.
That was a missionary priest, Father Peter Hughes.